I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. One thing we did not talk about specifically during our World Cup show yesterday is the trophy itself, soccer's holy grail. The World Cup trophy is actually a gold sculpture about a foot tall with a globe held aloft by two twisting opponents. Reporter Jack Williams just wrote a story about the trophy and its history, and one thing he told me is that the winner actually doesn't get to take it home.
The winning team gets a replica of the trophy, which looks identical, is the same height, size, etc.
Now, the trophy that's currently being used for the World Cup, that's been used for the past several decades, was not the original. What happened to the original?
So the original in 1970, after Brazil won their third tournament, was given to Brazil to keep. It was written in the original laws of the World Cup that whoever won it three times would get to keep that trophy. And it was also at a very good time for FIFA because it was kind of coming into the age of television and soccer was getting a bigger global reach. So they decided they wanted a trophy that would be more aesthetically pleasing on TV. So they commissioned for a new one to be made in 1971.
Right, and they chose the design of a man from Milan, an Italian named Silvio Gazzaniga. Who is he and why did they like his design?
Silvio, he always designed, symbols of other people's success. He grew up in Milan. He created skiing medals as well as jewelry in the city and worked his way up through a local trophy-making firm. And then once he reached the top, he kind of submitted some designs, and FIFA, well, liked his design so much, I guess, because I think it was different from any other trophy that was around at that time. A lot of the European club trophies were just kind of plain silver with big handles, more of a cup, I guess. They were, you know, cup-shaped, whereas this was kind of different.
Yeah, I mean, is that kind of what really distinguishes this trophy from other sports trophies, that it's not really a cup? I mean, is there something else about it that you find really distinctive?
The fact that it also is gold, it looks great on TV. You can kind of see when any of the World Cup captains have lifted it in the past, you get this kind of beautiful sunlight reflecting off the contours of the trophy. And from other trophies you think about, they're also not so small and compact. They're usually big with huge handles. And that just goes back to when many of them were designed. A lot of the league trophies in Italy, Spain, even the Premier League in England, they kind of follow a traditional model of trophy, whereas this is kind of set apart from the rest.
Yeah, a beautiful trophy for the beautiful game. Jack, when you reported this story, did you get a chance to ask Silvio Gazzaniga how he felt when Italy hoisted his trophy in 2006?
I did indeed, yeah. Silvio is a very modest man. He just kind of said he was happy when his design was chosen and not much more. But when he saw Italy win both in 82 and 2006, I think he said that's when it really hit home for him. I think also the fact that you've got a picture when Gazzaniga was growing up. He was kind of growing up in just before World War II in Italy, and he said he lived in harsh times. His family weren't very well off financially, and Italy won the World Cup in 34 and 38, but he never actually got to see his nation lift the trophy firsthand. So, I mean, I guess the feeling of seeing your nation lift your trophy really kind of put those sad feelings to bed for him.
Jack Williams, thanks very much for telling us about the trophy. Great to speak with you.
Yep, thanks, Marco.